Andy Short, thanks very much for joining me. We're heading into the last round of the JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens to find our last two finalists. You've been a big part of Worcester Warriors since you were a kid, so how important is it going to be for you and your teammates to put in a good showing on Friday night?
Yeah, it's going to be massive. Obviously, our first season back in the Premiership again, albeit being Sevens, but we want to make a statement, and it's going to be good with the other boys to put our case forward and showcase some good rugby.
Yes, indeed. How's the preparation been going? You're a centre, so you'll be fairly used to trying to cut through the gaps in the midfield, but what's the makeup of forwards and backs looking like in the side?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a good makeup. It's split, really. We've had some training all of this week. Some of the other boys have been training as well, like the academy boys, and we've joined them in those training preparations. It's looking really good, and just can't wait, really, till tomorrow night to showcase some of our rugby that we've been training and putting on Friday.
Yeah, brilliant. And once again, you're the new boys in the Premiership, having come up from the Championship. Have there been many new arrivals in the off-season?
Yeah, I think all in all, there's been about 13 new arrivals. They've all been absolutely real good lads, great lads, real good talent, and hopefully they'll be looking forward to the new season as much as we are, like as players that are already here. It's going to be a real good, exciting season, and we want to put our case forward, being the new boys in the Premiership again.
Yes, indeed. And which of those boys might we see running out, or at least who would you suggest we keep an eye on Friday night?
One of the new boys there, Danny Gray, the 10, the fly half. He'll be with us. Very good player. A lot of skills, so you should hopefully be seeing some skills from him, let alone on my behalf as well as some of the other boys.
Fantastic. Well, the last group stage is at Edgeley Park then. The Sale Sharks, the home side, and Newcastle and Leicester, the other visitors. What are your expectations? Will you target any games in particular or just play all out against everyone?
Oh, no, definitely play. We'll be playing all out against everyone. It doesn't matter. When it comes to sevens, it doesn't matter what team it is. It comes down to just how hard you work and how much you want to put the effort in. Obviously, 7 minutes each way is a long time on a full-size pitch with seven players. So it comes down to a lot in the head and how hard you're willing to work and put everything on the line, whether that be the first game or the last game. We just want to progress and get into the final, which is held at the Stoop.
Yes, absolutely. And well, finally, Andy, you've played for the younger age groups with England in the past couple of years. 6 tries in 8 matches for the Grand Slam winning under-20s Junior World Championships final. Seems like a really strong group of lads. Have you been enjoying your time with them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Going through the ranks with them at 18s and 20s, it's been about three or four years that we've come up and progressed with each other. And to have like the fairy tale ending of winning the World Cup would have been absolutely amazing. Obviously, it didn't happen, but the boys, we put everything into it and couldn't fault our effort at all. But it's been good, and hopefully we can progress onto that into Saxons and obviously eventually first team if some of the boys make that. But it'd be good to carry on obviously our relationships with those boys through that. So.
Yeah, all sticking together. And with so much of sport being about psychology these days, I imagine the way the side continues to win matches, albeit that small pip at the post by the Baby Blacks, it's continuing to give you guys real self-belief.
Oh, yeah, massive. It's all about the self-belief. And we knew going into that game that we had the belief to win it. And we never once went into the game thinking, oh, it's the Baby Blacks. We can't win this. We can't do that. We gave it everything. And we know that we could have won that on a different day. We may have won that. But hopefully we've put a case forward for future years to say that they can be beaten. It's just about believing in that and putting all the hard work in beforehand, like we did with the Grand Slam and getting a real good bunch of boys. And it was a talented group, but a lot of it was down to our determination and just our hard work that we put in and sticking together, really.
Yeah, that certainly showed through. Well, here's hoping that positivity rubs off on your Worcester teammates on Friday. Andy Short, thanks very much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.